time.
And I just want to say, when my time comes, I want to be buried face down so that anyone who doesn't like me can kiss my ass.
Welcome back to Hour 2 of Overtime. We're so happy to have you, Matt King, Justin Feist, and myself, Malcolm Harris. Now, before we get into Hour 2, this segment of Overtime, the 7 o'clock hour, fellas, brought to you by KC Kitchen Center. Now, from the founder of Knoxville Stone Interiors comes a brand new, exciting experience that goes beyond just countertops. Wanting to exercise your creativity and learn how to use a new appliance, create a healthy recipe, or make and take a project for your home? Their creative classroom has you covered. Need space for a meeting, trunk sale, party, or shower? There's plenty of room to rent in their spacious event center. And yes, there's still the same wide selection of countertop options for your kitchen, bathroom, or any other space in your home. Granite, quartz, marble, and more. Call 865-971-5800 for a free, yeah, fellas, I said it, free in-home estimate and visit them online at kckitchencenter.com. We're here. Hour two.
Let's get it.
Let's get it. I mean, what are we waiting on? Me, I guess, right?
Yeah, we didn't get to get into any of that Taylor Luan stuff, so.
We kind of need to touch on that, man. That? Yeah, because the jury is in, and the suspension for the highest paid, offensive lineman, tackle, in the league is official. Four-game ban. He's going to miss the following games. Browns, Colts, Jags, and my Atlanta Falcons.
And three of those games are road games. The Colts game is the only one that's in Nashville.
And, you know, Andrew Luck, every time he plays...
lights up the Titans.
It's not even fair at this point. Can we just agree with that? Andrew Luck is just different. He's a boy. I mean, he's a man amongst boys whenever he plays the Titans.
I don't get it.
And, Matt, are you a Titans fan? You call yourself a Titans fan?
I would say yes, I'm a Titans fan.
Realistically, brother, talk to me. Do you, as far as this record, these first four games, what are you calling right now?
Man, I mean, that's so tough. Not having Luan makes it, just awful. Because the Titans' offensive line is pretty good. But without Luan, it'll be average at very best. And like I said, you're playing against three teams on the road. At Browns, at Jaguars, and at Falcons. I mean, that's crazy. And as we just discussed, it doesn't matter if the Titans are playing the Colts at home. It's a loss. Now, the Jags defense is going to be really good. The Titans haven't lost to them since 2016. People forget that.
That is a crazy stat.
Yes. But, man, their D-line is going to eat without Luan. I mean... And they added Josh Allen in this offseason.
Did you see him last night, man?
He took over.
I mean, he somebody on that right side of that Miami's Dolphins offensive line, Justin, it's a wrap. Cut.
He was looking good out there?
I mean, the offensive lineman was looking horrible, but Josh Allen looked the part, man. He looked good.
I doubt it would actually happen, but there's a solid chance the Titans can start the season 0-4.
I didn't want to say it on here because you know, you're not going to have folks call the radio station to say Malcolm's a hater on the Titans, but I honestly think the four teams we just named, the Browns, I think have the best weapons in all of football, honestly. Mm-hmm. I think the Colts, Andrew Luck, Ebron, T.Y. Hilton, that's a show too. Jags are great, and you know how I feel about my Falcons, man.
Rise up.
Ooh. Ooh, Matt, you better stop it now. It got me riled up.
I couldn't find the full stat list of Andrew Luck versus the Titans, but last season he was 24 of 35.
He was automatic.
For 285, three touchdowns, one pick.
He was automatic. I mean.
Oh, man.
Gabbert threw for 165, one touchdown, two interceptions.
Yeah, Marcus didn't even play that last game. But I think we're going to know very quickly what the Titans are going to be like and what the Browns are going to be like week one. Because if the Titans go all the way up to Cleveland, Ohio, and come out of there with a W, that ends all the hype for Cleveland.
All of it.
That would be a huge hype killer.
And that makes the Titans seem like a contender.
100%.
Now, like I said, I mean, I really wanted to see Luan against Myles Garrett, but
I mean, that to me was a matchup inside of a matchup, man.
That would have been really fun to watch.
Gosh.
The Titans, I mean, I have a feeling the Titans offense will be a little bit better this year. They added some weapons. I'm kind of hoping for a week one shootout. I don't know if that's too much to ask for. But that'll be interesting. And yeah, I think the Titans lose to the Colts. The Jags, like I said, the Titans have not lost to the Jags. But without Lawan, that defensive line is going to be a problem.
There's just so many pieces down there in Jacksonville defensively. Mm-hmm. So many pieces.
The real question, though, tell me about your Falcons defense. What do you think is going on with them right now?
I mean, they look good in preseason, but it's preseason.
Right.
You know, you never know with the Falcons. I need to see them their first game because I will sit here and say that Julio's the best in the world, Matt Ryan's elite, and something crazy will happen. And we'll be 6-10 or 5-0. You know, it's just not good. So I'm going to hold all my predictions until I see all the starters in.
I think that's fair. The Falcons had so many injuries last year on their defense.
You don't really know what this defense looks like, though, because with all those injuries.
Exactly. And I think that's kind of funny because you could say the same thing for the Titans. Yeah. They added a bunch of weapons, but you don't know what that's going to look like. Mm. Like I said, there's a solid chance they can go 0-4. I think they'll find a way to win one of those four games. Maybe two if they're actually as good as they could be.
Let's stay in the injury department, y'all. Let's talk Cam Newton, NFC South, Carolina Panthers quarterback. How do we feel? He has a grade one foot strain. They're optimistic, team doctors, that Cam will be ready by week one. Are you guys worried at all about Cam, one? And two, where do you draft him as far as fantasy quarterbacks? Is he first 10 quarterbacks taken? I know that's a mouthful of questions, so.
I'd say he's, I don't know, that sounds a little risky to take him inside the first 10 now. But then again, his training staff is not the Redskins training staff, so I feel like he'll be okay. I think I would still take him. The outlook doesn't look that bad, so
yeah.
I think he'll make it back. And I mean, he's one of the guys I feel like that loves to compete, so he's going to get healed up, but I feel like he'll be ready to go.
You think that, Justin, just speaking like about Carson Wentz, you've seen how those lingering injuries. What do you do? Do you start him week one if he shows you he's ready to go, Justin?
You're talking in the real game?
Yeah.
Not in fantasy?
Not in fantasy. Not
you
in
start
fantasy.
Him if he's on the bench in fantasy? No. Yeah, I would trust him.
Who are they playing?
That is a good question.
That is a great question.
Because, I mean, obviously Cam Newton is a fantastic competitor.
They play the Rams.
Oh,
oh no.
So that's a game you need Cam.
But Aaron Donald's on that opposite end. Y'all trying to get my boy killed out there.
Well, I mean, if they don't play Cam, it's pretty much a guaranteed loss because who are they going to put in? Kyle Allen? Will Greer?
They're going to put in Will Greer, man.
And he's going to get flattened.
They are cautiously optimistic on week one. I don't know.
I don't know what that
might
means.
Might get pushed back.
That's a rough week one game.
Even if
it's in Carolina, I mean, that's – you don't want to start the season with the Rams.
Man, I hope Cam gets right. I really do. I didn't have the chance to watch this one last night. You know, normally Tanner is here for the
Raiders.
The Raiders.
The Tanner Carson sad Raiders segment.
Yeah, it's a daily thing, but this is actually something we do need to discuss. Apparently, they played on an 80-yard field last night due to conditions.
Yeah, so they were supposed to play on a CFL field, IG field in Winnipeg. And I think one of the biggest problems was in the CFL, the goalposts are not in the back of the end zone, they're in the front.
Oh,
so once they weren't prepared to like move those and like get the turf settled out properly. So there was some like uneven patches of grass. There was like a picture that got tweeted out a few hours before the game of like five dudes just with their feet stepping on the same little patch of grass. So things started to look bad there. And then they made the decision that they were going to go ahead and only play an 80-yard field for a real preseason NFL football game in Canada. And up until the start of the game, I think it was like an hour before the game, tickets were still selling for like $300.
Wow.
What?
So if you're a Winnipegian or a Canadian NFL football fan and you went to see that,
I
would be very disappointed.
I mean, didn't they play the Packers?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So first of all, why would you pay to see the Raiders and the Packers? Cause that
well, it's preseason as well. I feel like it's just football
too.
It's football for Canada.
That
real
yeah,
NFL
I mean,
football.
CFL.
It's just a little bit different. They still got athletes. They got guys that have left the NFL. And
yeah, I mean, they got our boy Kongbo up there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, not Kongbo's up there. He was taken high in the CFL.
He was taken, like, second or third overall. I don't know who.
Wow.
Let me see if this is trivia. I'm going Winnipeg with the fifth pick. Guys, I did not look this up. This is straight off the dome.
Because Winnipeg is now the only CFL team you know, thanks to this segment. I see you.
Let me see, man.
So the biggest change was that size of the field change. So instead of playing on a 100-yard field, the Raiders and Packers played on an 80-yard long field. Also, due to the shortened field, one other change occurred. All kickoffs were eliminated.
Really?
Because, I mean, kickers are just booting it 100 yards as it is. So if you only give them 80, like, there's not even a point.
Did they start them at the 20 or the 25, bro?
I think it was on the 20. No, I think it was 25.
Okay.
I'm not exactly sure on that. But it was, like, such a weird visual. I just, before the show, I didn't watch the game either, but I saw a picture of a ref raising his arms for the touchdown, and he's standing, like, on the 10. So he's just, like, signaling a touchdown not even near the goal line. It's a very, very strange picture to look at as a football fan.
So what was your prediction on Kongbo in the draft?
I said fifth, Winnipeg.
I bet he went third to Toronto.
Former Vol, Jonathan Kongbo, taken number 5 overall by Winnipeg.
Yo, I did not look that up. I promise you. That was straight off the dome.
Winnipeg also picked 4th overall. One thing that's – I'm actually kind of looking at this right now. The CFL draft is wild. The 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 – the top 5 picks and 6 out of the top 8 in the first round were all offensive or defensive linemen.
Game of trenches, man.
That's kind of interesting. The other two were wide receivers.
That's Big Ten football. They're going to run the ball, and they're going to punt the ball, and they're going to run the ball, and they're going to punt the
ball. We're the best conference because we have the stronger O-line.
Guys, getting back to NFL, y'all are crazy. Antonio Brown, grievance is supposed to be, ruling or whatever, today or early next week, right?
I think it was expected today initially, and now it's been pushed back a little bit.
Okay.
I'm sure they may have actually done something for it. They just aren't going to announce anything about it.
That'd be crazy if they just left it hanging until
the first game. Maybe they don't want to try to beat out Week 0 of college football.
I'm sure AB wants to know, though, one way or the other. Obviously, he wants to be able to play in one of his shut air advantages, but that's not going to happen.
Man, y'all are crazy. We want to hear from you guys. We're about to go to commercial break, but before we do, our call-in number is 865-546-8200, presented by the Nextdoor Home Group Hotline. Again, that's 865-546-8200. Feel free to give us a shout. We're going to be in here a little under 45 minutes as we speak. But when we come back, we have a little bit more NFL, also going to get into some former Vol news, as well as a Woj bomb. Poof. We'll be back right after this commercial break.
We know pets are family, like Smokey and the Vol.
Welcome back to Overtime, ladies and gentlemen. We have a little bit more NFL news to get into. We were talking during commercial break, and let's just lay it out here live for everybody to digest, man. So Ezekiel Elliott, he reportedly wants to be paid as the highest running back in the league. How
not,
do you feel about
not
that?
Not just like the bag, but like
the Brinks truck?
Yes.
He said bring the entire bag, man. He,
via retweet, though. You want to
give
us the info? Yeah, so on Ezekiel Elliott's Twitter account, he retweeted Joe Thomas, and Thomas said, "Throughout the course of NFL history, if you are the best player at your position, or clearly one of the best, when you re-sign a second contract with the team that drafted you, you usually beat the highest paid current contract at your position by 15 to 20%. And, of course, Ezekiel Elliott really liked that he said that, so he retweeted.
So in this case, I'd say retweets do equal endorsements.
100%.
Because, you know, sometimes politicians, people of popularity, et cetera, will say retweets do not equal endorsements. But I feel like that's a pretty heavy co-signature by that, Zeke.
That's a co-sign if I've ever seen it, man. I agree. I understand where he's coming from. You know, I see Le'Veon get this money. I see Todd Gurley get this money, and he's had health problems. And I know the life expectancy of a running back is the shortest among, you know, well, not life expectancy, career.
Yes.
Longevity is the shortest. So I agree. But they're not – somebody's going to be left in the cold, Matt. Let's just talk about it.
Yeah. When I say I'm a Cowboys fan, I'm like a Titans fan above. But I've always kind of rooted for the Cowboys because my dad has always rooted for the Cowboys.
We got a rivalry in the booth, if y'all didn't know. So we got Justin.
It's all good.
Philly, and then you got Matt.
It's all good. I cheered for the Titans when they went into Arlington last year. Okay. So, but you got three guys on your offense that are trying to receive the bag. And I just don't understand how two of them think they can get so much. Now, I think it's really important that the Cowboys just give Zeke the money that he rightfully deserves. But Dak Prescott does not deserve a penny more than, what, like $20 million? I mean, he's asking for they gave you $30 million, and he said he would need more than that. And they still have to re-sign Amari Cooper, which, as we were talking about during the break, we don't even know if they're going to do that. But that's a waste of a first-round pick if you can't get that deal done.
I've said it on this show, and I'll say it again. You let Dak walk, man. You gamble on the quarterback market in next year's draft, and if it doesn't go well, you trade for somebody. Mm-hmm. But I cannot sit here and say today that I would pay Dak over $30 million a year. You know, I'm fair. He's won a lot of, you know, games. Mm-hmm. But we know. We see it. I mean, even look at Twitter, for example. He can't throw a simple 10 and in. The ball's late, you know? And you can't be a top five quarterback being paid like that and not be able to make routine throws, man.
I agree. He's a great dude. Obviously, I feel like he's pretty good. You know, I feel like he receives a lot of hate for being bad or he sucks. I think he's good, but he's not great or certainly not $40 million a year great.
I mean, it seems like, though, at least in the short term, the good thing is that Zeke will be back by week one. So
that is good.
I was, I suppose I was sort of right when I said that the whole Zeke who thing would work in Zeke's favor.
Yeah, definitely. You called it.
I mean, it looks like they're clearing. I mean, it's going to get cleared up a little bit. Yeah. So, I mean, I would think that he would be happy with whatever. I mean, whatever he renegotiates is going to be more than he was supposed to make. It's supposed to be somewhere between Le'Veon Bell's and Todd Gurley's salary, which is right. You're talking about almost $13 million a year. So,
and I'm sure there's going to be incentives.
He should take it, but now he wants to get paid the most via retweet.
we'll see, man. We're going to have more NFL news as, you know, Monday and next week gets here. But let's kick it back to Vol for Life, man. I know we have American star sprinter Christian Coleman reportedly might not make it to next summer's Olympic Games after an investigation was launched after he allegedly missed 3 drug tests. Sources familiar with the case told the Associated Press that Coleman is accused of 3 whereabout failures over 12 months, which can be treated as a positive test in doping violation. Fellas, what are we thinking, man?
Well, so what happened was he failed 3 whereabouts tests, which is he didn't straight up fail a test that he took. What happened was he failed to let the international, you know, track and field. What's the name of that governing body? Do you know the name?
I think so.
Whatever the greater international track governance, he failed to alert them of where he was located in the country or in the world on 3 separate occasions. So with these whereabouts tests, you're pretty much contacted and they say, hey, we'd like to know where you're at because we would like to drug test you. And so what happened was over the course of a year, he skipped out and just kind of ghosted all 3 of his tests. And so 1 or 3 whereabouts failures constitutes 1 straight up fail. So that's what he's got. So he's gone for two years from international racing.
He's amazing, man. I hate this.
He's the fastest man in the world.
Yeah. Let's just call it what it is, man. He's very good at what he does. And you truly hate to see this.
Yeah, for sure. I got a little story about Christian Coleman. So when I worked for the university, I helped shoot some promotional things of that nature. So we were doing a little commercial, a nice little sunrise shoot with Christian Coleman. And it was just going to be a shot of him running along Third Creek and looking up at the sunrise.
Yeah.
And we had to do... I mean, video shoots, you know, you want to get at least 10, you know, you want a couple good takes. And after about 3 or 4 takes of him running on this, it's an asphalt track, just a concrete track that runs along Third Creek. And his trainer was there, and I believe his dad was also there because, I mean, he had a lot going on that day. But after about 3 takes, we got told that he only had like a couple left because he shouldn't run on hard surfaces for more than like a couple minutes a day. Because, I mean, for track, you're used to running on the soft stuff.
Yeah.
And his trainer and his dad, I'm guessing him, didn't want any part of any sort of potential injury from hard contact with solid asphalt. Mm. So that was kind of interesting. Like a cool dude, though.
That is pretty cool. That is that's wild.
That kind of stinks for him, but also, I mean, if you miss 3, like, I guess you're asking for it.
I would say, yeah, like, the first one, understood, you know? Second one, but...
Yeah, like, I feel like if you're not clean over the first 2, like, you got to just try to figure it out by the 3rd. I feel like there's a big window that you can, if you're cheating, but I don't know.
Gosh.
I mean, I'm still proud of him for being a Tennessee alum, him and Gatlin, too.
Oh, 100%. They're the fastest men in the world, and I'm going to be proud of Christian no matter what.
I'm just glad Stephen A. hasn't gotten his hands on this story yet, because you know what he'd say.
He'd just go off about, I mean, that man.
Stay off the damn weed.
Although, in this case, I'm pretty sure it was HGH he was trying to cover up.
Yeah.
They were talking about it on the drive a little bit, but in track and field, like, it's literally just run to the line and you got to beat the man next to you. So there's no way to cheat, really, besides enhancing your body. It's not like baseball or football where you can, you know, have some sort of substance, change the ball, something like that. There's no deflating. It's just straight running. So if you're trying to stay the best or get to be the best, really all you can do is dope.
Mm-hmm. Before we head to break, man, I want to talk about something a little lighter, rather. And let's kick it to the West Coast. Actually, it's 7:30. We can come back with this, man. It's all good. Overtime, we'll be right back.
245 Tech is a Knoxville-based web development. time to play the game. Time to play the game.
Welcome back to Overtime. I love to hear that music, man, especially on a Friday.
That means we got some competition in the air.
That means that we're about to compete. We're about to
get
better.
You got a new QB1 running the birthday game. I'm going to sit this one out, and I'm going to let you, Matt, face off against Malcolm. See if you can pick up your second win.
Hey, are you ready, man? I'm about to click it over to you right now, Justin. So.
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
All right, man. Boom.
It's actually a little dangerous.
I lied. I do have to Google some of these.
It's all good. I'm going to come back to me. No worries. No worries.
It's a little dangerous that we're right next to each other.
I know,
in the
man.
Heat of the competition.
Heat of the competition, man. This is real. You know, it's been a crazy week as far as birthdays, man. I've been in a little bit of a slump. I know Stetson's been hot lately. Tanner, I mean, we're missing Tanner because he's the original. But
I've been doing all right as well.
I mean, you're not just doing all right, man. I was gonna get to you last because you're on fire, fuego.
I appreciate it, man.
Fuego.
I grabbed the dub, too, this week. Was that Tuesday, Wednesday?
Rookie of the year. I'm talking Ben Simmons.
All right, you all ready to go?
Yeah, I'm ready to go, man. Here you are right here.
This is an athlete. Today he turns 41. Former NBA player. I got to try to do a good job of this. He led the NBA in scoring in two seasons, and ranks third on the league's all-time regular season scoring list.
Kobe Bryant.
Yes.
Oh,
Mamba.
I actually saw that in my TL today.
I saw it on ESPN. It took a minute because I was like, man, you're giving really like.
Yeah, I went like a paragraph deep because the first sentence is played his entire 20-year career with the Los Angeles Lakers.
Yeah, so that would be too easy.
I tried to make it obscure.
That was nice, man.
So we got a 1-0 lead for Malcolm. Not a lot of birthdays today, so this is going to be the last one for today, but then we got a good lineup for tomorrow. So
okay.
Let's see. This musician also turns 41 today. He is a band member of The Strokes, and he is also featured in a Lonely Island song. I'll get you some more right here.
Oh, my gosh.
Singer, musician, songwriter.
Jack Sparrow?
Not quite.
No, that's not it.
Not quite.
Y'all got to pardon me, man.
Let's see. I want to try. I'll try to find the name of the Lonely Island song that he's in.
I'm trying to, like.
He's in Boombox.
Oh.
I don't recognize that one.
No clue.
All right, I'm going to guess, and no, neither of y'all are going to get this.
No.
All right, it's Julian Casablancas.
Would never have guessed that.
Dude,
you never heard that name?
Mm-mm.
No.
All right. Mm-mm. I recognized him, but only from the Lonely Island music video.
Because you said music video. That's where the name Jack Sparrow came from. Y'all remember that? Jack Sparrow.
Oh, yeah. That is that's with Michael Bolton.
Michael Bolton is what I was going to try to say.
Yeah.
Well, you killed that. Killed
that. All right, so we still got Malcolm up 1-0. Let me pull up this next athlete. All right, so this is a very famous Hall of Fame MLB player, nicknamed the Iron Man, former baseball shortstop and third baseman, played 21 years in the MLB. I believe they were all for the Baltimore Orioles. Famous shortstop. He's got a large little league sort of franchise that he runs out of South Carolina. Y'all.
I'm terrible at baseball, man, and I know it's an embarrassment. Can you give me initials?
It's a three-part name. He's a junior. C.R. Junior. Y'all. We're going to get some angry calls.
Honestly, go for it. Give us the angry calls.
Come on, man. I'll take the dub on this.
His first name is Cal.
Is it Cal Ripken Jr.?
Yes. Wow. That was a gimme. I almost don't want to give you a point for that.
Honestly, but
I almost like don't know if it's fair to have a point. I just like recognize the last name.
You have to. You have to. It's 1-1, man.
Sorry about that one, boys.
It's okay.
So 1-1.
I should know better.
The good thing is though, like you should be able to get at least two of these last couple.
Okay.
So this next guy, he's an actor, turns 38 tomorrow. He's got a 3-part name, if that helps anything. He is most famous for his role on the teen drama. What's the name of the show? One Tree Hill. He plays the character Lucas. Let me pull up some more info on him.
I only know one person who's ever watched One Tree Hill, and it was a guy.
Hey, it's a good show.
You watch One Tree Hill, bro?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Almost all of it. I never finished it, but it's like one of those that you get into with a girlfriend and then...
Nice.
And then you gotta stick
it out. I mean,
it's
a pretty good show. Okay.
Oh,
so
man.
More about... Okay, breakthrough roles. After One Tree Hill, he was starred in the movie House of Wax. He was also in Fruitvale Station.
Never heard of it.
Okay.
In August 2014, he was cast and featured as Agent Jack Thompson in the Marvel series Agent Carter.
Oh, yeah, I never saw that.
Justin, you got to get, I mean, unless...
I thought this was going to be a good birthday day because I know most of these people, but are you guys stumped?
I'm stumped, man.
I feel bad. Chad Michael Murray.
Never heard.
Really?
No.
You never heard the name Chad Michael Murray?
No.
No, sir.
Dang.
All right.
I feel bad for picking these.
I feel like we'd probably be better if we were.
This one is definitely y'all will get. So what are we at? 1-1 still?
We're at 1-1, right?
1-1 through 5 names. through 4 names, actually. 4 names. Okay, this one you will definitely get. Let's see. He turns 46 today.
Okay.
He is a comedian, actor, recipient of numerous accolades, including 2 Emmys, 2 Grammys. He had a very famous comedy sketch show.
Jamie Foxx.
No. His name was a part of the show.
Steve Harvey.
No.
He's an actor or a...
He's a comedian first, and he has also acted.
Dave Chappelle?
Yes.
Oh, no! Oh, no!
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Oh,
nice,
man.
Nice, man.
It's up 2-1.
Okay.
On that, we got one more that you can tie with, Malcolm.
All right, man.
If nobody gets this... Or Matt wins this.
Matt, you're going home with a W.
Then Matt takes the dub. Okay, so this British actor turns 62 today. He is of, I would say, pretty high-level fame. Let's see. English actor, comedian, writer. He is part of the comedic duo who star in the shows. Well, I didn't think it was going to say this. Start in a bit of fraud. Okay, nope, that's part of his name. He's one of the hosts of Top Gear.
I don't watch Top Gear.
I don't watch Top Gear either, man. I know. I mean, this is...
This is
Monday, I got to come correct.
This is, I mean... Now.
Well, I feel like this is partially my fault.
One of the points that I got was, like, a gimme.
Let's see. Career began... I mean, he's in a lot of British things, so honestly, if you don't know Top Gear, you might not know him. He's in a movie called The Good Father. He was in Sherlock Holmes, A Game of Shadows. He played Mycroft Holmes.
Mycroft Holmes.
Let's see. He was in the Hobbit movie. He was in 2 of the Hobbit movies in a lesser role. Very distinct voice.
I'm out, man.
All right.
I'm
about
out, man.
It's Stephen Fry is his name.
Okay. Well,
nobody. I'm going to give you all the tiebreaker just because.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if y'all get it. But
at this point, might as well.
The tiebreaker, this is this man from history. He was he would be 260.
Wow.
He was a famous British abolitionist and also the subject of the movie Amazing Grace. Any names ringing, rattling around? Initials WW.
Walter Whitman?
No.
William Wright?
Walt Whitman, poet. William Wilberforce.
To our listeners,
my bad, guys,
at home.
I guess this was, I thought it was a hot day as far as Saturday went, but my fault. You're Matt. So Matt gets the dub?
Matt is
the de facto
Matt
win.
Matt is champ, man.
Honestly, y'all are basically 1-1, so you just want to rock. No, that's bad radio. Matt,
that's
we're going to give you the dub. We're going to give you your second win.
Congrats, bro.
Thank real. You.
For real. I got to go home and get right, man.
That's basically like if
my
team
know what we
won.
Can do is we can take it down to a Fake News Friday playoff.
Let's do it.
You want to do that?
I'm cool with that.
Okay. So we'll do this then. Segwaying into a Fake News Friday, first person to, I guess, get it wrong will lose. So last week, a fish with two mouths was caught in Lake Champlain. Fake news or real news?
It's got to be fake, man.
That's highly possible. That sounds real.
Matt's going to take home the dub. That is a real story.
Man, it's a fish out there with two mouths?
Lake Champlain is crazy, apparently.
Oh, my God.
Well, not the hottest trivia segment we've ever had.
But what a win,
though. I'm
going to
take the blame as the producer, I guess. I don't know. There really weren't any good birthdays for today. But tomorrow, I thought that Cal Ripken, Dave Chappelle, Chad Michael Murray.
No, I mean, I should have had that Dave Chappelle. I mean, yeah. I'm mad at myself, man.
It's I'm mad good. At myself it took that long to remember Dave
I mean,
Chappelle's
I went
name.
Jamie Foxx. I went just random. Well, I said one more, too. Steve Harvey. Because, you know, Steve Harvey had the Steve
yeah,
Harvey show.
Show. I was trying to steer y'all.
You did.
You did a good job.
It was. I mean, you. This is not on you. Matt earned this.
I think I would have. I kind of wish I would have played this now because I think I would have.
You would have cleaned up. You would have batted.
I don't know if I would have cleaned up, but I think I would have gotten a few.
Well, pretty uncompetitive compared to you.
Matt gets his second win nonetheless.
That's
we're gonna forget about this one, except for it being in the dub column for Matt.
I'm gonna try not to let this consecutive win get to my head, but it is very much doing so.
This segment. You guys are crazy. This segment was brought to you by Lloyd's Electric Service. This football season, don't let your lights get knocked out. Do the smart thing and call Lloyd's Electric Service and buy an automatic standby generator. Lloyd's Electric Service and their LES Facility Service Division provides complete generator sales, service, and installation in Knoxville and the surrounding areas. And now at their second location in Morristown. With great financing options available, owning a home generator has never been more affordable. Again, contact them at 865-692-6700 or online at lloydselectricservice.com. When we get back, we have a Woj bomb. And we also have a quote from our very own Marcus Tatum that I think everyone should hear. Overtime, our last segment, right back.
Disability Advantage Group.
Right, and he's like, you walk into a bar, any bar
it's
in Knoxville,
playing. It's playing.
You walk in, boom, Mo Bamba. You go up to the bar, you get a beer. 5 minutes later, you drink like half of that beer, boom, Mo Bamba. You finish that beer, you go to the bathroom, you go back to the bar to get another beer, boom, Mo Bamba. It's Mo Bamba, Mo Bamba, and Mo Bamba.
What's that song called again?
Mo Bamba.
Hey, man, that, once again, I can hear that every single time we join back on. Bro,
yeah, I had to do it for Friday.
That's how cold
send the
that
people
drop
home
is.
Rocking.
You got to send them home rocking. Guys, I just got a text from my roommate, or former roommate, that is, Cullen Johnson. He told me that nobody had to remember the Titans on their list, Mount Rushmore.
I mean, I said ooh. I wasn't taking football movies. When I gave you all the football movies, I kind of assumed that you were going to throw that up there.
That's going to knock Rudy out the conversation.
Oh, for sure.
My bad, Cullen. I'm sorry. I am sorry. And also, hi, Mom. She texted me just now. I was like, take that hat off. I can't see your face. I'm not taking that hat off.
Hello, Miss Harris.
Oh, man. We have a Woj bomb. Thank you. I love the sound effects.
My sources are telling me.
Hey, can you just read honestly something in that voice?
I don't have that one down.
Okay. But. Well, Dwight Howard, a former Memphis Grizzly, wow, that sounds weird, signs a non-guaranteed contract with the LA Lakers. So basically they said that the Lakers were the actual members of the team were in heavy, conversation about whether bringing in Joakim Noah and or Dwight Howard. They ultimately went Dwight. So now you have Anthony Davis, LeBron, and Dwight as a new big three. How are we feeling about this, fellas?
I love the addition just because I feel like chaos follows Dwight Howard everywhere he goes.
Everywhere.
And I am all for all sorts of chaos being on a LeBron James team. I'm pretty happy about the whole situation. I was stoked when I saw that he was going to be worked out, and this is a non-guaranteed deal. So really, he's got one shot, and if he's not really feeling it with the team, then I guess they might not hang on to him. But we'll see what happens.
Can we just get like a Hard Knocks, but for just the entire season for the Lakers?
Dude, I would love if Hard Knocks did NBA. You know how cool that would be?
That would be so interesting.
Blocker Charge is the name of it.
I mean, like, yeah, imagine if there was a crew for that one. Was it Clippers and Rockets game? Like, that would be...
I would love that. I mean, seeing Rondo, the fallout from that, from Chris Paul, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And also just seeing, like, I don't know, just in general, the Lakers team is so meme-y. And just, like, watching how they'd interact with LeBron, that would be incredible. Yeah, and then they need to get that kid on the team too. If they sign him to a $2 or $3 million deal, they'd be good.
It's probably gonna be non-guaranteed for that kid.
That's probably right. Yeah.
Y'all are.
What do you think, Malcolm?
Me, man. You know, I'm all Lake Show. I'm all in. I think this is a great addition. I think Dwight's gonna come in and not have to be the guy he was back in Orlando. Mm-hmm. Go get boards. Go give me 10 points.
Yeah.
That's all I need. Go play some defense. And I think that LeBron having this dominant of a big. That's, I mean, this is cool.
And having AD, too. I mean,
yeah, I mean, and AD doesn't have to play the five.
Yeah.
So now we're like, we're in uncharted waters, y'all. To end the show, I want to talk because we are very close to football time in Tennessee. And offensive lineman Marcus Tatum had a quote of all quotes. He was asked about, you know, just the general mindset of the team and, you know, offensive line. And he said he's tired of losing. It's really embarrassing to go out there and just everybody blame it on us. Usually it is our fault most of the time. You know, just want to make a difference. Don't want to be the whole excuse why we are losing and why this university, I'll say it again, why the university is falling apart. Fellas, how we feel about that statement?
It's nice for a player to kind of own up to that, and he's going to be one of the team leaders, at least at his position group. So I feel like, I'm glad to see that type of attitude. So,
and you know, Marcus Tatum has had an up and down career at UT, injuries as well as, you know, just coaching. I mean, it's been a whirlwind, man. And to hear him say that, Matt, I mean, that's.
It's really awesome to see them owning up to it. And I think, you know, the whole point of the university falling apart may be like a little extreme, but it's really obvious that the students and fans still care about Tennessee football today. Somebody painted on the rock. And for those of you who don't know what the rock is, there's a big rock in the center of UT's campus. Somebody painted on the rock over a huge announcement. It says, "Free Aubrey Solomon, 245 days. So obviously people still care.
Hey, when a message is on that rock, I mean, it's set in stone. Did y'all like what I did there?
That was pretty good.
That was beautiful.
I mean,
that was a good one.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Guys, we're about to be up out of here, man. It's been a great week. Justin, you've been solid back here.
Thanks, man.
Really doing it. Matt King, Rookie of the Year.
It's been a great week, y'all.
You feeling good?
I've really enjoyed all this time on here.
I mean, you are killing it, man. Bringing content left and right. We definitely missed Tanner today. He's going to be back on Monday. Like I said, he's covering.
I've actually been texting with him a little bit.
Yeah.
He's trying to figure out some settings on his camera. So
okay.
I'm trying to help him out there. He's covering some high school football. He's got to take some pictures. So, Tanner, be good out there.
Hustling, man. I love to see it. I love to see it. We all love it.
To everyone about to enjoy some Friday Night Lights out there in the greater Knoxville area, y'all have a good time.
And most of all, be very careful getting home. And we're about to sign off. It's Justin Feist, Matt King, Malcolm Harris. Thank you so much for tuning in to not only this episode, but this week of Overtime. We'll be back Monday, 6 p.m. Be here or be square. We'll see you next time. Thanks.